God of wonders beyond our galaxy by casting crowns. Well, amen for you. Blessings. Blessings.
I'm very blessed that God was able to let that happen for me.
Very much so. And that is a blessing. We have them each and every day, and they come in various forms. And I know as Vicki was talking about Earth Day this past week, and part of our songs today, all creatures of our God and King, all the things that we bless and all the things that come along with just serving our Lord in so many ways. And we find blessings each and every day. So we need to remember that always. From Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 18, it's Peter's report to the church at Jerusalem. It says, "Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers, they criticized him, saying, 'Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?' Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, 'I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance, I saw a vision. There was something large like a sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. And I looked at it closely, and I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has even entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was pulled up again to heaven. And at that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the very beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be able to baptize with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles repentance that leads to life." Even the Gentiles. Word of God this day for us, His children.